through your life and figure out.
The machlokas in the Gemara we left off with, remember the case of the kunya was tchilas or sofa, right? We need that, again, do you go by, I don't care which shvar we want to say, but at the end of the day, do we go by it's plastic and you add the metal to it, or do we go by the fact that there's metal on the inside? Again, the simple learning is metal on the inside. As we see from the Rishonim, no one learns that, well, at least only one of them does, but Rishonim don't necessarily learn that way. Let's start with Tosfos, okay? Tosfos, the Hilchos HaKosofo. So what does he say? Okay, so where is it? Where is the coating?
Inside.
Again, inside meaning, right, like, again, like this. Sorry, yeah, I wish I had a, whatever. I mean, like, yeah. In other words, if you're looking at it from an aerial viewpoint, the inside, okay? Keep going. Avalim. Okay, but let's say it's covered on the outside. So let's say the metal is here, okay? What does he say? Mibachutz. What?
No, the metal's on the outside.
What if it was which one's on the inside? Which
one's
the
inside?
The metal inside is the
basic contour of
this. So you should be wearing it.
Yeah,
no,
right. Right. Right, let's say it's the opposite. Let's say there's wood in the inside of the cup.
Wood, I thought it was clay.
Whatever. And metal on the outside.
Isn't that the original case according to
Tosfos?
No.
The original
case is metal. The Gemara Paskins what? The Gemara Paskins, we go by Sofo. So when would I have to tovel it? When there's metal lining in the inside. Yeah. Let's say there's metal lined on the outside. There's no metal on the inside. An inverse kunya case. Okay? Keep going. Shh. Yeah. Okay, what's it? Now, he's going to add in another point right now, but anyway, in similar to a case, let's say you have a wooden kli that has metal on the outside, okay? Bars on the outside, right? Afilumanda Amar, even according to the position, it says what? Hakol. What's maimid? No. Maimid's a separate idea. Come on. No. No, that's not quantitative. Okay, what do you mean by foundation?
It.
Okay, but let's be a little careful. Don't. Right. In other words, it can't exist physically as a kli without the presence of that material. Okay. So, for instance, let's say you have like walls. You have like those metal rods that go inside walls. You need that there because without those metal rods, the thing can't stay up. So you're saying even a corner. What? It's there. It's the what.
You're saying inherently aligning
can't. Right. Well, one second. Let's read what he says. He says, so even according to the sheet that holds, you go after Maimid, right? Meaning, even if what? Even if what? In the case he's saying, even according to the side that says, let's say the metal's on the outside, okay? But what's the metal doing, right? The metal's on the outside, but what's it doing though?
It's holding it inside.
It's a Maimid. Oh. You still don't need to do tefillah. So obviously, as a Havmi, you know that. You would. Okay? So we have to define why Maimid's different. What would you... Because it's not a crazy... I mean, intuitively, it's not crazy to think that. If it's there to keep the kli in shape, to give it its... to support it, or to give it its form, of course it's necessary. All right, go on, Svi. Kevan. Mishtamshin. Hamateches. Tosos is literally giving you his svar. I mean, you can't get... I mean, obviously, he's got to define a little more, but he's literally just laying it out for you. He's saying, what's the issue? If the metal's on the outside, right, it's not being used with the food. If it's on the inside, it is, right? So therefore, he says... Hold on. He says, the klei se'uda ha'amurim b'parsha ha'inu shemishtam shebahem. When it says klei se'uda, what does it mean? It doesn't just mean things I use in eating. It means things that... What? He doesn't really say that. You're right. What? Right. It's used with the food itself. Okay. So there's right. So we have to answer Tosfos. We have to define what Tosfos is saying.
He's saying that in the case where the clay is on the inside, we're saying that the Maimid.
So now the Miri says what?
Clay could.
Okay. I'm next to favor.
Yeah. Here.
What's that clay kunya? Haim shetet chilasam
Well, to make it easier, skip down where he says, Mikol Makom, Yesh Misha Omer. See that?
Mikol Makom, Yesh Misha Omer. Shalom Ne'emar Ken, Ella Kisha Tefin, Espanav,
Mibayis,
Umi
Chutz.
Right.
Unbelievable. So Miri has an interesting position. What does he hold? He says the only way you be chayv in tefillah is for what has to take place. Okay, but can we be a little more precise? Look what he says. He says ad she'ein acharis nira. Clay at all has to be covered in its entirety with metal. Okay. That's not true. You could argue that clay maybe is the maimon.
Everything's covered.
Right. That's true, but ultimately, if I ask you.
Because it's the metal rod within the sphere. You're saying the wall.
No, the clay would be the maimed there. Okay, yeah. Yes, the parable.
It doesn't look like a clay pan, or is the reason because we don't want the food to touch the clay?
I don't know. I can just tell you what he says factually. We're going to have to explain that. He's just saying that if I see any speck of charas, bam, done.
But when you use a wall, you're not using it for the inside support system.
What do you mean using a wall?
Whatever you use a wall.
I don't know. I'm not going to cover a plate thing in 10
bucks. Okay. I build this 1 foot in thickness cup, okay? And I put a thin, like, 1 millimeter foil of metal on the inside of the outside. Chayv and tefillah. Okay, so we need the majority, in quotes, of the kli is obviously clay.
If you had no idea that it wasn't metal, not on the inside, then you would assume it was metal on the inside.
Okay, but so what? But I'm the one building it, let's say.
Right, so the clay's only there to support the metal. You would assume.
Okay, maybe.
You don't relate to that.
Are you trying to explain this? No, no, I don't want to hear an explanation yet. Hold on, we'll define it. What's the last position? What does the Rav Yah bring down? You're a big fan of the Rav Yah, right? What does Rav Yah bring down? It's covered completely with metal. There's no, when I look at this kli, right, I see no charas. If I see one little bit of charas, I don't have to tovel it. What kind of svara is that? Miri. Miri. If I build a kli, I build a kli. We pass like a sofo. Okay? So, according to Kosofo, right, which we passing like, but what does that mean? It means the entire kli, from inside to outside, top to bottom, soup to nuts, is covered with metal. Right? Well, actually, soup to nuts wouldn't work here. Right? It's covered with metal. But if I see any cheres at all, if I see a little bit of clay, I don't have to tovel it. What kind of svar is that? Hold on, let's do Rav Yah. Yeah.
We're saying even though the maimed is an obvious clay.
For sure it's the clay. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
Why does Tosu say eights and say
no. He's probably referring to a common kli. No. No. Okay. What's the Rav Yashita? Umani de kunya.
Umani de kunya.
Bifnim. So what does he say? Good. So just to be precise, how is he different than Tosfos? Just inside. He says inside or outside. But he's different than the Miri because he doesn't require both. It's beautiful. I mean, it doesn't get easier than this, right? One sheet to hold its entirety, metal. It's cover everything. No sign of cheres, right? I'm not saying how to define it, by the way. I'm not trying to organize it, okay? Next you have, it can be either inside or outside of metal. It's irrelevant. But he doesn't hold its entirety, right? He doesn't care about that. Or the Toso Shita, which is Bedafka inside. Okay? What?
No.
The starting point, for me, in my opinion, it's certainly I would certainly group Tosos in one camp and the Rav Yah in another camp. But I'd say the point of contention, the first step is to define the point of contention between them. That to me is very simple. Okay, we know it's Klei Suda, right? But there's two ways you could understand Klei Suda. You can either say that what's Tosos? How's Tosos learning Klei Suda? What's the essence function? Right. Therefore, composition is secondary. Whereas according to Rav Yonah Miri, what are they going to say? It's a first we have to define
composition.
The composition, and then we can start worrying about shemesh.
Okay.
Well, I was saying if you make that first step, then it becomes a lot easier. So Tosos is going to say what? If you're going to say it's really the essence is really function, right? So exactly, it's simple.
No,
But if you go out to Rav Yonah Meiri, they're starting off by saying that, let's first see what kind of clay this is. Forget Suda. Because we have to first determine the substance of the clay, what its composition. So now you have two logical possibilities, okay? One logical possibility is, now this is the key thing. This is the error I think guys are making. We're not going further enough. It's not that you relate to it as a metal clay. That's not the idea of the corner of Rav Yonah. Because Rav Yonah is saying, there could be metal in the inside or the outside. But see, he used the words shame clay. And a clay could have how many shamos? Lots. Okay? If I buy a metal plastic thermos, what I have in front of me is what?
Metal plastic thermos.
Meaning that insofar as a shame's clay is concerned, so this has another shame clay on it. It has plastic and also has metal. It's the also having metal that the Rav Yonah is saying. You understand? It's not exclusively a clay. It's also a metal clay. That's the key thing. Also a metal. You understand? That's why he's saying it doesn't matter if it's the inside or outside because it's acquired another shame. But according to Namiri, he says, no. That's not how we look at it. We're saying, let me just read Namiri. That's not how we look at it. We don't say that it acquired another shame. Rather, what? More than that. No, just stay positive. Right. You see why it's not positive, negative? Oh, what? I know, but it's not a shame. In other words, I would say is that it's the type of clay. Okay? There's a difference between saying that a clay could have multiple identities versus saying what type of clay this is. Meaning that if I see an echares, what I'm going to say at that moment, I agree when you say exclusivity. When I see echares, I can't. I can't say anymore, this is a metal clay. Meaning there's a certain type of clay, a metal clay. If there's any echares I see, you know what I'm going to say? It's no longer a metal clay. Okay? Right, so it's only when I can say it's a metal kli that I'm chayv in tefila. But the other side says, no, as long as I can have multiple identities, I can say it's like a hybrid kli.
Okay. So those are the facts of those forests. Could you explain now?